The legislature's method for raising significantly more money for public schools is to increase the state property tax. Commissioner Al French says the county surveyed the 7 largest school districts in the county to learn how much the state tax increase would impact homeowners next year. He says it found the average homeowner will pay 87 cents more per $1,000 of assessed valuation, between $150 and $170 more for taxpayers on the average. Before they learned that, the commissioners had decided last month they would put their own property tax measure on the ballot. French says they've changed their mind.
Because of this significant tax increase that our voters, our taxpayers are going to be confronted with in 2018, we did not feel comfortable as a board going to the voters and asking them whether they wanted to impose more taxes on themselves to be able to fund county government.
French says the county instead will develop a 2018 budget that will include no new taxes and about $9.5 million in spending cuts. He says the county will consider transferring money from its road budget to cover some of that, and it may decide to pull some from its reserves, although he says he's hesitant to do that. French says the commissioners expect a much more transparent budgeting process this year, potentially involving several sessions for the public to comment. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.